Okay, so I'm really hyped up on the new Disney Plus streaming service, which is launching on November 12th. I just got a sneak peek of it, and I want to tell you all about what I saw and what I thought here on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. So Disney Plus is the new streaming service, wants to take on Netflix by basically for $7 a month offering you the complete Disney library, Pixar, Marvel, or most of Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, and classics from the Fox Library. That's a lot of stuff. I mean, just think about it. Netflix, most popular price is $13 a month, and you're basically now subscribing to a channel that gives you originals, which you may like or you may not. Disney Plus is going to give you every classic Disney movie. So if you're a parent with a young child and you want to get Cinderella and Snow White and Little Mermaid and Aladdin, you're going to get it. You're going to order this service. If you've got a teenager who's into Captain Marvel, The Avengers, on and on and on it goes, you're going to get the Disney Plus service. Throw in the Star Wars movies, throw in the Pixar movies, throw in, I don't think National Geographic is as big of a draw, but they have every episode of The Simpsons. But I really like and respect the branding. It says Disney Plus, Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic. They don't beat around the bones. They tell you exactly what it's all about. When you open up the app, which I did in the sneak peek that they gave me, you see this different sections. Again, Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, etc. They're doing original productions. They're doing new Star Wars movies. They're doing a Jeff Goldblum comedy reality show. They're doing new episodes of The Muppets. They're doing a new High School musical series. They've got a lot of stuff going on. I think it's going to be a no-brainer. I can see so many people signing up for it. Disney has said this is the biggest project that they've been working on over the last 30 years. The only concern among consumers is if you're an Amazon customer and you have the Fire TV stick or any of the Fire TV products, you will not be able to get Disney Plus, because right now Disney does not have a deal with Amazon. It has deals with Roku and Apple to get the channel onto those devices. Amazon is a big one. Amazon is either number one in streaming or it's Roku, depending on which market researcher you want to believe, but it's huge. My bet, you're going to see Disney Plus on Amazon by the time November 12th comes around. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to the weekend edition of Talking Tech. Will you be adding Disney Plus, or are you streamed out? Do you feel that you've spent enough money already? I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Again, you've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.